This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. President Joe Biden's plan to forgive hundreds of millions of dollars of student debt is the latest point of debate on the Colorado campaign trail, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Incumbent Democratic Senator Michael Bennet says debt cancellation will help millions, but that the Biden plan could have done more to benefit low-income people in particular. Meanwhile, Republican Senate challenger Joe O'Day said it's a costly giveaway to college-educated voters.
It's unbelievable. It must be an election year. We must be right in front of the midterms, right?
Biden plans to forgive $10,000 of federal student loans for Americans who make less than $125,000 a year, and an extra $10,000 forgiveness for those that had received Pell Grants for low-income students. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver city officials are looking for ways to resurrect their pandemic-era shared streets program. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva says the city is trying to build on an opportunity created by COVID-19.
Denver barricaded more than 7 miles of streets from cars in the early days of the pandemic. They did it in order to create outdoor spaces for people to gather. The shared streets program was a hit with the public, but it ended last summer. City staffers say it was the kind of innovative, popular project that often gets defeated at City Hall. Now they want to revive the program and are asking Denverites to help them find streets to close to traffic permanently. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
In Denver, it's 85 degrees with a few clouds this afternoon. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.